Just one bear. Just one. Just one bear.
Well, here is whichever number of episode we're at, Fermented and Demented podcast. We have brewed some beers we're going to taste, listen to some music we're going to talk about.
Who's present today?
I don't know.
We are actually in the same room.
For once. Yeah, it's me, Håkon, and then it's Jon Ståle and Henrik. Three people, we all brew beer, we're going to drink beer. Yes. Yeah.
So, in this episode, we are also going to talk about Helheim's newest record. Do anyone want to say the
title?
The title?
Vardruna.
Hvor du rider.
Hvor du rider, yeah.
But first...
Are you drita? No. Yeah.
Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah, okay, so we have brewed one beer each for this episode. And beforehand, you can read the recipes if you want. We have... If we remember to post them. The first beer I have brewed, it's Håkon that made the recipes for these three beers.
Free bird. No, tree beard. You know, yeah. The ant in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you get it? Laugh.
Ha.
What is it called, the beer?
The beer is called Bleepa. A bad language IPA. So, yeah,
And if you can't figure out why, get out more.
Yeah. That's true. Okay, so it's India Pale Ale. Pretty standard malt base with pale, flaked barley and Munich. And then, since we bought a hell of a lot of Polaris together.
And you bought a hell of a lot of Centennial.
Yeah. it's Polaris as the bittering hops, and then it's Centennial and HBC 586, which we tried out in this beer.
It's a new hop that hasn't got no name yet.
Yeah,
that's a good name. Nice name. It's still the number the hop developers or whatever they call hop farmers give them.
Yeah. So it's the first time I've tried that hop. So shall we taste it?
Yeah.
Just hop in.
Hop in.
And smell it.
If you smell into your headphones right now, you can smell what it, yeah. It smells like.
We made a deal with Professor Farnsworth, and we've borrowed his smelloscope technology to bring you a smell-o-vision.
Where's it go? Scratch and sniff?
That's how you check if your pants are still, if your pants need a wash.
Wow. It has a special taste, this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's also, I forgot to mention, Lallemand New England yeast.
Mm.
So when I brewed it, since I'm a bad brewer, I didn't get the OG right. I missed just a couple of points.
You're definitely not an OG.
I'm not an OG. That's true. It was supposed to be I think I managed to hit the ABV still because it fermented lower.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just, I don't know if we could have tasted the difference.
No, probably not.
Probably not,
no. Even if we had them side by side. So,
did you brew it a long time ago? Or
yeah, if I mean, to be an IPA, it's
a bit old.
It's a bit old.
That's not because we are bad at planning our podcast schedule.
But yeah, age and IPA, it has something to do with the hops, right?
I imagine it was hoppier.
Yeah,
at first.
Yeah, it was quite harsh.
Yeah,
in the start. Yeah, but yeah, it's not the beer it should have been, but it's still better than most of the IPAs we've had tasted, in this podcast.
Yeah, it's it definitely is cleaner.
And the new hop is quite. I don't know. There's something with it.
It's nice.
It is nice, but yeah.
There's something also with the aftertaste. There's a bit of sharpness to it.
I'm trying to remember what that's called. There's some
astringency. Is that the one?
I don't know. And that was gone anyway. I will drink all of it.
Yeah, we'll probably have to finish the keg tonight.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the beer.
That's the beer.
Beer number one. Should we go on to talk about Helheim?
Helheim.
Yeah, so if you haven't yet, you could listen to the album. It's about an hour long.
Most
albums.
I think
Last song is a cover song.
And there's some Nothing Else Matters in there as well.
And
yeah,
I was going to make that point, but I think the last song on Spotify is a bonus song on the digital stuff and the vinyl.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So it's always there, but it's a bonus song.
Not on the CD.
Okay. Yeah. So people do not buy CDs. Yeah. Okay. You could, but
the diehard fans.
I think you would buy a man dressed up as a woman. A CD crossdresser. Come on, love.
No, I haven't heard about that. I've heard about cross-dressing, but I didn't get the point. Yeah.
You thought it was Christian people wearing a cross.
Cross, yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
So are they cross-dressers when they wear a cross?
Or is it when the priest comes in your mouth, cross-dressing?
I don't know. Thousand Island dressing. No, is it called dressing in English?
No,
it's
salad dressing, isn't it?
Salad dressing. Oh, fuck.
Close enough. It's a condiment there as well.
It's a condiment. Christian condiment.
Oh, okay. Christian condiment. Savor it.
A condimental Christian. Yeah. Oh, it starts off quite silly, I think.
Jesus and the 10 condiments. Moses and the 10 condiments, obviously. Yeah. Then came down with ketchup, mustard.
Jesus.
God has laid down the law. Thou shalt eat ketchup, mustard, brown sauce.
All the high
soy sauce.
Heinz and the 57 sorts, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Back to the point. Yeah, it's 9 songs, but only 8 on the CD version then, I guess.
Yeah, so depends on how you're listening. It's under an hour, at least.
Yeah.
You made some notes, you said, just before we started recording.
I made that one.
Okay. If we start off with, should we talk about the cover art first, or
I haven't looked at it enough.
Not do that.
We could look at the cover art later on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So the start of the album, I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
It was quite cool with the it's a bit like old school sound, and the blast beats with the only a couple of bass drum hits now and then.
Oh, yeah.
Every 4 bars, the start of every bar is a bass drum.
Yeah,
in the blast beats, it's really cool. And then suddenly the tempo increases, and the sound also gets better.
Yeah, it's a bit lo-fi in the start. Is it weird to compare it to your own music? Because
I knew you were going to do that.
Because
did they steal from you?
No, of course they didn't. But I could compare it to the first song on our latest album, the Nifrost album, Orcha. The first song, okay. Nauden, has kind of a similar type of start in one way.
I was thinking that you would compare it to Gamling.
That has something similar in the lo-fi way of it.
Yeah,
but a mix of those, it's kind of...
So Helheim, we're going to sue you. No, we're not.
It's a great way of starting an album, I think. And yeah.
It's also a really cool title on the first song, Vilje av Stål. Will of Steel.
Yeah. They are quite progressive sometimes.
Yeah.
That is quite cool, I think.
No, there was a lot of cool stuff. The opening riff's good. After the lo-fi stuff, it really kicks off.
Yeah. And then, really aggressive.
Yeah.
And then it gets softer somewhere in between, and then it gets hard again, and then it gets soft. It's kind of like having sex.
Yeah.
Do you like the singing? They're really good.
Yeah.
At the choirs.
Yeah.
No, I like the clean vocals. They were more real. Not so much perfectly singing, but they were still hitting the notes. But it's a sort of normal voice. Sounds very. Very nice.
Yeah,
I don't know how to explain it. I'm not a musician.
Yeah, but yeah, you are. But it's not so polished in a way, and that makes it really cool. I think the whole album is kind of unpolished. It's in a good way.
Like Hitler did in World War II to Poland, unpolished the whole thing.
Yeah,
That wasn't what I was thinking about, but
as we said, this episode started out great.
This is because I've had 2 beers already, so this
yeah, 2.5.
I usually started none.
Yeah, you had the triple IPA at work.
Yeah,
so after work.
One, I only had one more. So two total.
Yeah,
I can still count my beers. I'm not that drunk yet.
And so far we talked about the first song.
Yeah.
And the Second World War.
Yeah.
I got a bit surprised on the tempo and the harshness. It's, I guess maybe they, I mean, they expanded both ways in both, they went for harder music as well as even softer than what they've made before. I don't know. Does that make sense, or am I just rambling here?
I think the brutal, aggressive parts are really hard hitting in your face, and the beautiful parts are really, you know, stunning in a way.
Yeah.
Maybe you should take the mic, so you, when you look at us, speak into the microphone.
Always the complaints.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we agree on...
Right behind your pop filter. Oh, no, I said it. Oh. Filter.
Yeah. Yeah. And there were also some... have they used that much of, like, choirs before? I mean, they have had clean vocals, but not several voices at the same time, have they?
Was the last album Rignir?
Yeah,
I think so. I think they started doing more of that then.
Yeah, and even more now, yeah. Right?
So they have acquired it lately.
Yeah, that's correct.
I think it sounds great.
Yeah, I have just listened to it like two times, so I'm really looking forward to listening to it more. That was kind of why we chose this album, because I needed to listen to this because I hadn't done it yet. So yeah. Yeah, should we move on to, I mean,
yeah, we need a,
I haven't written down a lot of notes,
but nothing else matters.
One of the things I listened to this album like on the way here, and there's something with every song that I like.
Yeah.
But I could have used more time and like wrote something for each song, but I didn't. I guess we just we could figure it out on along the way,
yeah.
In a way,
yeah.
If it makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, it's not all of the songs I've written notes on, but I wrote that it's a good from song 1 to 2 has a nice flow to it.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't feel like a new song started almost.
Mm, it's really natural.
Yeah.
What is the next song called?
Forrang for Fiende.
I think that was the first single.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
I think that. Maybe they also had a video for that. I'm not sure.
It was quite a lot of nice melodies on that track. Beautiful melodies, yeah.
Mm. And they use timpani a lot.
Yeah, they do that on almost every album, I think. Timpani and French horn.
Yeah, timpani, maybe we should say what that is to...
Yeah, I have no fucking clue.
To Marco...
It's big drums that you can tune with your foot if you want. It's usually used in orchestras.
Yeah.
And you have like, maybe, I guess it's... Yeah. From 3 to 5 is the standard, and then you sit on a chair so you can adjust the heads on the drums to be tighter or looser to get tuned. Well, yeah, so you can tune the drums in different notes depending on the song. Yeah.
Hmm. So yeah, it's big drums with big sticks.
Yeah, you have mallets.
Big drums, big sticks.
Yeah, Yeah, so it's called mallets, and
I have Down syndrome, so I can make these jokes.
They have felt tips, so it the
just a tip,
just a tip, just a tip, just a tip, just is a tip. Is of felt. Filthy tip. Yeah.
Filthy tip.
So, so you don't it's have like when, have a like... very hard attack.
Hard attack.
It's like it's like after the bris at the synagogue, they clean away all the filthy tips.
No.
Oh my God. This is newborns. This is the worst episode yet, but I guess it's because we finally sit there in the same room,
and then we get all bad language,
tipsy. Yeah,
tipsy,
fall, filthy tipsy,
yeah. Oh man, yeah. Your brother actually played timpani with Helheim. Doesn't he? Well, it didn't.
Yeah, he have done it in a couple of concerts, I think. So,
I remember going to Inferno Festival, maybe 2012 or something, and actually being the same plane as your brother and Helheim. By then, I didn't know them, of course, or your brother. I don't know Helheim, but yeah, I know Rune.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Filthy tips.
Filthy tips. Maybe we should make a list of filthy tips for filthy people
tips.
When it comes to brewing or something. I don't know. Yeah. Anyways,
just a tip.
Just a tip. Yeah.
It's how you make great beer, you know, with a bit of punch. Just a tip.
Just a tip.
Just a tip. Yeah.
Okay. I haven't written anything for the next track.
Wo du rider, the title track.
Yeah, the title track. That's also, was that a video?
Yes.
Single number two or something?
I think so. Yeah. And Kostin made the video.
Yeah.
I think we talked about that video after or before the Beyond the Gates. One of those.
Yeah.
Before or after the gates. Because
you should ask Melinda and Bill about this.
Yeah, it's a cool video, and I think the title is roughly translated to like the Wild Rider.
Yeah,
which is about Odin, I think.
Okay,
I've read some of the stuff online. I think that's how they describe it. In the press writings.
Okay, yeah. That's good that you have done that job then.
Yeah. We have to talk about something.
Yeah.
No, something, Valge, is a long time ago. We have to talk about that.
Oh, yes. Same.
Same.
Back to that. Yeah.
Well, that's the big thing now.
Okay.
Then there's another song, which I haven't written anything
on
Philosophen.
But before that song, you guys are drinking too slow.
Oh, should we empty the
asses?
The saddle glasses.
And have another different beer.
Yes.
And this gives me the feeling of being quite far outside of civilization, because we're now drinking beer out of a cheap soda bottle.
It's actually not soda; it's water bottle.
Water bottle.
Yeah, you could describe what's going on while I do the pour, thing, right?
While you do your magic, just a tip.
Okay, let's see here if we get a hiss.
Shh. Oh, yeah. That was a hissy beer.
I was I was kind of worried that you had shaken it too much on your way here, so you would get...
So we couldn't have any fun afterwards? Is that
yeah. Shaking what?
Shaking, I don't know, something.
No, but I see as well that in this very, very cheap second-hand third-use bottle you you have that...
Third use
bottle. This is, given how much money you have spent on brewing equipment and stuff lately, this does not impress me much.
Yeah. The cheapest water bottle with a plastic bag outside of it.
Last time I had beer in a soda bottle, I couldn't give it away. I was 18, so at a party full of 18-year-olds, I couldn't give it away.
You save the rest?
Yeah.
Now we've roasted your beer enough.
I guess it was kind of roasted before, since yeah. It's a stout.
But guys, I yeah. What shall I say? I bought a new bottle that's yeah, still water in it. Nothing that could spoil.
No, it was soda. No, it was not still water. It was sparkly water, wasn't it?
No.
It was still water in the still bottle.
Yeah, but that was the point. Like, not to
that's the right instilling.
Spoil the flavor. And this beer is called Get Stout of Here.
Out of Despair.
And it's also one of Håkon's recipes. It has pale malt, flaked barley, roasted barley, and dark crystal. And for the hops, I also used the Polaris hop that we both bought a shit ton of. But yeah, that was the only hop addition, just a bittering hop.
So if anybody wants to know how much what did you say?
Shitload?
Shitload is? Shitload? It's 5 kilos.
It's when you eat a whole pizza grandiosa and you don't shit the next day, that's a shitload.
For this beer, I used the WLP 013 yeast. The London Ale.
It's amazing for dark beers.
Yeah. And this was the first beer I tried to do water adjusting. And also the first beer I pressure fermented.
Okay, yeah.
So
you had the right volume and you felt like you need to make a good beer.
What?
You adjusted the water correctly. You were on a lot of pressure to make a good beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried my best. But yeah, it's kind of a simple recipe in that way with only one hop addition.
Yeah, but you don't need more.
And stuff like that. Should we smell it?
Smell it.
I've already smelt and tasted it. Sorry, guys.
I also have to say that this... When filling the cheap water bottle of this, I actually emptied the keg.
I can see why. Or I can taste why.
Because we really loved it.
Yeah, this was really good.
Oh yeah.
This is because I have tasted the one I made myself. This is definitely the winner.
And I brewed this in July. We are now,
the 20th of November.
Yeah, it's been like 100 days.
This was really smooth.
That I didn't come up with the pun despair when I made beers for this is sad. I'm in despair.
Yeah, it's been a struggle to save some beer for this podcast, actually, because I really enjoyed this one.
Yeah, it's good. It's it's quite it's a great stout. because it's so, yeah.
Smooth roasted, yeah. Not too bitter, not too sweet. It's very well balanced. It's
yeah.
Slightly more than a Guinness, but not too much more than a Guinness to be. Like, you could chug this, you could drink this beer all night. No problem. Yeah. Absolutely. Which you've probably done until you realized you had to save some.
Yeah, I've been good at saving until lately because there was under 2 liters left. Barely enough.
Barely enough.
And I don't...
That is what pigs say when they die without a sound. Barely enough.
It's about 5 ABV.
Yeah.
So it's not too strong.
I think that's very good for a stout.
Yeah, or what French people say when they can't get 10 of something. Barely enough. Sorry, guys.
I'm glad you liked it. Yeah, it's
this might not be a very long episode, but this is going to be a long night if Håkon continues like this.
Like this beer.
Yeah. But yeah, good. Really good.
And really good.
And the color is
perfect.
Yeah. Pitch black, almost.
Pitch black. Yeah, probably pitch black. But that's the problem with a lot of stout recipes. There's not enough black malt or roasted barley or chocolate malt. Any of them. There's not enough of them. Often. Not when I make them, but...
I'm definitely going to make, if not the exact same recipe, then almost. Because I really enjoy this style of beer and
It's good to have one of this always and then one light beer, light in color, and then an IPA. That's good.
I actually
preferably a Belgian yeast in that IPA.
Yes.
I served some
50.
I served some to my grandmother even. And she liked it.
Does she like beer in general? Or
did you hand her papers to a lawsuit? Did you serve your grandmother
this beer? No, and she had it with cake. And I think that's a good combination.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Guinness cake is a good cake. So stout and cake, amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
A chocolate cake. Yeah.
If they don't have stout when I'm out and eating at a restaurant, I'm not going to eat dessert.
Yeah.
Because why? Then why? I can just drink more beer.
Just order a Dark Horizon, pay $600 or $700 or whatever it costs for a tiny bottle of it and enjoy.
Okay, so should we go move back to Helheim?
Yeah.
Let's go to hell.
Heim.
And then I see that I missed a word or something in the next song title. It says Nis Solu Sot. So there's something wrong with
No, I think that's right.
Is it just an S?
Yeah, Nis Solu Sot.
Yeah, okay, then, okay. Sorry. Sorry, Helheim.
Then you have missed the point.
Yeah. The tip.
Just the tip.
The start, I think that's the start of that song. It makes me think of Tokyo. It's kind of a Tokyo riff going on. Can't remember the whole song, but I...
Can you remember the whole name?
The whole name. It's a cool song.
Yeah. There was a place in the song, I guess it was in the middle or in the end, where they bathed the vocals in reverb. It was a lot of reverb on the screams. which was a really cool effect. And I suddenly thought, wait, this hasn't been like this all the time, right? And then later on the song, they took it away, so it was more normal again. And also I wrote down that, okay, there's no doubt which band we're listening to, because it's so typical Helheim, some of it, with the melodies and some of the chord changes. And yeah, it's I like that song.
Yeah, I can't I can't remember if that is one of the songs with, I think most of the songs have some sort of guitar solo, right? At least, yeah.
I've written down the next song, Tankesmed. I wrote down, Noralf is really good at playing guitar.
Yeah.
So I don't think, I guess that could be the same song.
Maybe, because all the solos and stuff on the whole album, I think, is just really, you know,
it's tasteful.
It's tasteful. It's not too much. It's a lot sometimes, but it fits the song, and it's not like
it's not like you feel so low. You feel so high.
but you know, when you, I think a lot of the things on the album is, it's not to the grid all the time, if you know what I mean. It's it has it.
The songs live.
The movement and the tempo. It's really natural, and I think that's really cool. Yeah, and also when we saw them live. As I've talked on this podcast before, I think he's really good at what he does.
Yeah, and it's and as you said, it's not too much. It's not like, okay, we have to have a solo here. Let's play a solo, and then it's a solo. It adds something to the song.
Mm, he's not showing off either. You know, or I don't feel that he does.
Oh, so he's really good. Yeah, all of them are really good, but
It's very, very funny. We give each other no visual clues that doesn't make it through to the podcast. Just like,
the shoulders.
Shoulders, yeah. Some dance moves in the couch, yeah.
Yeah. Just pull your dick out there. Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Oh, he already had it out.
Yeah, sure. What's the next?
It's song? Always out. No. Just the tip, though.
Oh, that's the name of this episode, I think.
Just the tip. I guess so. Or filthy tip. No, maybe that. Maybe not.
Yeah. The next song was
Tankesmed.
Tankesmed. Thoughtsmith.
Yeah. It's a good title.
Yeah. No. Makes you think.
No, since I've just listened through the album a few times, I can't really connect riffs to the song names. But that's the Nothing Else Matter one, right?
No, it's the last song before the bonus song.
Okay.
We're coming to that
next up.
It's the next one.
I think so. I might have forgotten to write down something because I guess we have already jumped over one.
We have.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Listen to his mother.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I can't remember that one.
Your mom's small.
Oh, they so they say they sing something about the humans knowing. Doesn't know much or something.
Okay, yeah. I can agree.
I have a problem getting lyrics sometimes, or most of the times, listening to any band. So I regret not reading the lyrics.
Yeah.
I have a suspicion that maybe their lyrics would actually be quite interesting to me.
Yeah.
Something maybe along the lines that we write in Nifrost.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe.
I just get like some of the text here and there, and mm-hmm. not maybe the whole thought or theme of the songs or the album.
Mm.
So yeah, should probably have read all the lyrics. Actually, since we are together here, we should probably have listened to one song and then talked about it.
No. That's too simple. Don't come up with good ideas in the middle of the podcast.
No, it's too late now, but maybe we could do that in the future sometime.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe we could have more to say than we have now.
Plenty to say. We have selected an album. We're making jokes. We have beer. What more is there to life?
I guess we can say that we enjoyed it, even though we probably can't really, you know, when you say a title, you most of the time can't say, oh, that's the song.
Right? No, but yeah. I can't do that with albums I've listened to 100 times either, because I listen to the whole album usually.
Yeah, me
that's,
too.
That's what I usually do also, that I listen to the whole thing, and then I don't really pay attention to what song is what.
No, when I had my first car, I had CDs in my car, and then I could say, this is track number 3 on that record.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't remember any.
This is how in Blohem we tell our drummer which song we are on. Track number, so-and-so album.
Is it?
Yeah, for many of the new songs, before we kind of have the names on the set list and everything, it's just, song number 2 from that album. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's how we tell Don how where we are.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if it works.
Yeah, he practices a lot, but it's like usually... Is it the second song or the first song? First song, all right.
I think that's a good sign of it being a great album, like when it flows in a way that you know, it's the whole thing becomes one in a way.
Yeah. But it wasn't one, it was Nothing Else Matters.
Yes.
Which was on the album.
There was... One place where there was like a bass break.
World 2?
No, there was a bass thing going on, kind of like on its own, while there was some noise and stuff. It kind of reminded me of King Nothing. It wasn't the same, but some parts of it was similar.
Is that the guy that wants to die at 69? Or is that King Dude?
Or in 69?
No. King Nothing is a Metallica song also.
Ah.
Also. Yeah. From Load, yeah. I think.
He has one of the 90s albums at least.
Yeah.
So I have to be honest, I don't think I've heard Load or Reload. Any of those.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I've heard the...
And then...
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it is. But
usually
yeah.
There's a bang in the middle. But
No, I haven't listened to that album. And Saint Anger, I haven't listened to either because of the fucking snare sound. But I've listened to the earlier Metallica. And then I kind of fell off, I think.
Yeah. I think maybe Saint Anger was the first I bought on CD.
Yeah, because, well, we are so young.
We are young.
That some of the first Metallica I heard or watched was their Some Kind of Monster documentary.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, and there is a lot of cool riffs, but when it's so in a documentary, when you just hear riffs, you just hear them jamming, it's quite cool, and then they couldn't really put it together in an album. and that's sad. They have Bob Rock, which has been doing music forever, and they are Metallica, which it should be better, but it's just...
I think actually Saint Anger is a quite good album, but it's not a good Metallica album in that way.
Okay. Yeah.
If it was someone else, I think it would be regarded differently. But yeah, we're getting off the point there with talking about Hairline, I guess.
Yeah.
The tiny point, just a tip.
Yeah, just a tip.
Tip of the iceberg.
Should we make a persona called Justin Tip?
Yeah.
All right, we're almost through. And yeah. Nothing else matters.
Det kommer I bølger, hvis det lov å si. Is the next
song? Yeah, it's song. Like orgasms.
It comes in waves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As it's translated.
It's a whale at sea.
Huh?
Whaling.
Whales?
Whales. Not the country, the creature.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. There are probably people coming in Wales as well.
How?
Into
how? I don't want to know.
I've lately listened to a podcast talking about...
coming in Wales?
No. No. It was... I've never seen the Beatles movie Yellow Submarine.
Oh, Prince Andrew, I'm only 14.
But they talked about a joke there.
Okay. I haven't seen that
should
movie.
There was this thing about the school of...
It's amazing when you tell jokes and you can't remember it. It's always very funny.
It was like they first said something about... I've never seen it, okay, but there was something about the school of Wales. And
like the country or the creature?
No, the animals, I think. Okay, and then there was something about Ringo saying University of Wales or something. Okay, so this was too silly.
Silly whale.
They
eat a lot of silly.
Yeah. I failed at this. Sorry.
It comes in waves.
The whales.
It comes in whales.
Sorry.
This is a peculiar perk of the British Queen. You know, Queen Elizabeth. She only comes in
whales.
So she has to drive around the country. No.
It's the longest song on the album.
Why is that funny?
Because we just heard the tip of it.
I mean, how do we go on from here?
What I can say, it is quite epic at the end, at least.
Yeah.
Epic?
That's just funny for Norwegians.
Yeah. So there are then, of our three fans, there are two of our friends and Carlos. So 66% approval on chat joke.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. We still have one beer left to taste.
We do.
And we should...
Should we do that now? Before we...
Kill me now.
Or should we talk about the cover? Before,
the cover
not the cover art, but the cover song on the album.
Oh.
Maybe that should be like a cliffhanger for the... So people would...
Would want to hear us talk about Bear or skip through it to get to the Helheim stuff.
Yes to both.
Yes.
Yes to both. What are you talking about? Oh, I should talk about it. All right, third beer. I tried to make a lager and cut all the corners, so it's now round, which means it's not a lager anymore. So far, so good.
Of course, Mr. Håkon here has a bit more professional
bottle
than me.
Yeah, I have a bottle that I consider one unit of alcohol.
It's
1.5 liters.
So you didn't like my water bottle from Coop?
No, I prefer my huge Grolsch bottle from Vinmonopolet, our main sponsor.
Yeah, if you use the discount code DRITINGS on Vinmonopolet, you get 40% off 60% alcohol.
Try that.
Yeah, try that. It's quite... we always use that discount code DRITINGS.
You could also try fermented and demented to get a special discount.
Or Eternal Navar will also get you quite a good discount.
Yeah.
Or Nav Forever.
Yeah, that's also a
or
good...
Or Nav or Never.
Nav yeah. or Never. Do Carlos know what Nav is?
Nah. It's how you get money from the government when you pretend not to work.
Welfare.
When you pretend not to work?
Well,
when you don't want to work.
When you don't want to work.
Yeah. You can't pretend not to work. I mean, you could and just work.
Then you're just good at working. I know. Yeah, it does make sense. When you pretend not to work, you're still good at working, but you pretend you're not. This is like like junior high school or whatever they call it.
Let's test the beer, okay?
Let's smell
let's
it.
Let's have a philosophical discussion.
Smell it. Oh my God.
Scratch and sniff.
Yeah, no, I told you shit. This is what happens when you cut all the corners making a pilsner.
What are you guys smelling? I don't think my nose is working.
Yeah, no, it's not very good.
It's not a good smell.
This is not good, I told you.
What did you do?
I you said, what was it?
It's sulfur.
Sulfur, yeah.
Is it sulfur?
Yeah.
Very.
This was an experiment that went horribly wrong.
Do you remember what malt it was? Or should I find
out? Just Pilsner malt. I don't have them listed. It's Pilsner malt, Munich malt, acid malt, I think. It might have been some Karahel, but not.
This was the one called Öl?
Öl, yeah.
Pilsner and Munich.
What corners did you cut?
I said all of them.
Yeah, but...
I said it's now round, and it's no longer good.
Yeah, but... Yeah, you fermented it maybe warm.
Not maybe warm, very warm.
Very warm, and...
I boil it for half an hour. You shouldn't do that with Pilsner malt, apparently. Yeah.
I don't think that's a problem anymore.
No, it's not. But no, that's not a problem. I think it is the fermentation at 26 or 7 Celsius.
Oh, that high.
With one pack of 34. Two packs.
Oh,
it says one pack here.
Mm-hmm. Does it? I don't know. I don't care what it says there.
No.
And I two packed
you
that
also base. Had Polaris at the end.
I did, but the hop smelled nice, so that's nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I think it is. A mate of mine said that Polaris only tasted like the extra bubble gum.
Yeah, but it doesn't taste like that.
No, but...
To be fair, this is okay. It's, but I'm quite shocked with the fermentation temperature.
Well, that's what the temperature was in that room.
Yeah.
In summer, when we made this beer.
In summer.
When we planned to do the podcast in August. Whenever we did.
In August. And,
But I mean, the color is pretty nice.
Color is nice. It's a bit unclear, but that doesn't really matter. And then... No.
Yeah. I mean, this is okay. It's, you're quite an experienced brewer, so maybe it's not up to your
standard,
but for a newcomer or a new brewer, it would be okay, I think.
We should have brought the ones I made at work. That would have made us pissed off really quickly.
The triple IPA.
Not pissed off, pissed. Just pissed, not off. Maybe off, but
and then
pissed. Not definitely off.
Pissed, then off.
Then off, yeah. She brought the triple IPA, which is still amazing, and the...
strawberry one.
The strawberry IPA, strawberry milkshake IPA, which is amazing, and the extreme Christmas beer, which is just how over the top can we do this Christmas beer without it tasting like your spice rack.
Yeah. I don't think I've tasted that.
Yeah, that's dangerous as well, but it's a bit too spicy.
But now it's too late since I don't work there anymore.
Yeah. You have to come in 2 weeks and drink beer with me. That's maybe. Your obligation.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, I think it's okay. It's...
Don't be nice.
Yeah, I mean, when I taste it, it's... when you say sulfur, I don't really get it.
You smell sulfur. Should. Unless you should go to your doctor.
Or maybe I have COVID-19 or...
Yeah, or COVID-20 or COVID-21 or...
Maybe my sense of smell is...
When you said it was sulfur, I thought you were really picky. But it is.
It is sulfur.
It is sulfur.
It is a known flaw in Pilsners, and I managed to produce it. As a learning experience to you guys, I did this on purpose. I made a bad batch on purpose to teach you.
I don't really get it.
About the pitfalls of Pilsners.
Maybe.
But yeah.
Yeah.
And this is the worst beer I've tasted that you have brewed.
Yeah.
But usually they're really good. So it's a hard competition.
I have no problem saving some for this podcast and not drinking it all. It's if you chug it, you kind of don't feel a sulfur. So it's like bad spirits. You can always chug it. But
Or you can mix it with something. Maybe we should try that.
Maybe
we
should mix all the beers into the big picture to get the big picture.
Yeah.
Let's try that.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Let's get on
Before we move on, let's just try to mix all the beers.
I will be very gentle with the sulfur. One. Oh, yeah, that was far too much.
No,
come on.
Yeah, come on.
Put the rest of it. It's not a lot. Yeah, that's good. And then the stout as well. So I don't know. Maybe we had like
But I wanted to make it taste good. And IPA and stout tastes good. Sulfur doesn't.
I'm quite...
So it's maybe 50-50 of the...
So far, so good. I'll try it again. Will you laugh now?
No. The IPA and the stout, and then a bit of sulfur. We'll have to try that. All but right. I have still something in my...
So let's chug this shit.
Let's go.
It wasn't so bad when you drank a lot of it.
No, I thought it was okay. It's not the worst beer I've ever tasted.
No, we've been to beer festivals, but it's not far off.
Before we did
it. It is on a level. You may remember that once we tasted at work that we found hidden in the...
Yeah, all of the beer.
Asian
the
competition beers. Yeah.
There was so much. But all of them tasted like...
butter.
Butter, yeah. Diacetyl.
What? How do you say that in English?
Diacetyl.
Diacetyl.
It's a chemical, so they are nice to use the same word over and over in different languages.
I've heard that a lot in the Brewlosophy podcast.
Yeah, it's a normal flaw.
So now we're mixing everything and we kind of...
Barnebuster.
Yeah,
Barnebuster.
A children's birthday when you mix all the sodas and stuff.
You might not do that in the rest of the world because you don't have money to buy more than one soda. But
but in Norway, it was
Norway, this is splurging.
Yeah, it was the best birthdays were when you had a lot of different soda. If you could have 5 to 7 and then mix them all, that was perfect.
That's even more than I don't think I've mixed more than 2 or 3.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't have more when you grew up.
Maybe I'm just poor.
depending on who your mom was, you had Tab Extra and Pepsi Max.
I think that would be quite similar, I think.
I've had I guess people don't know what sodas this are, but I mean, Coca-Cola, everybody knows, and Fanta.
Pepsi, everyone knows. Pepsi Max is
I don't think I've had those in the same, but maybe. And I've had Sprite or 7-Up and Urge or something.
You've had an Urge?
I've had an Urge to try all of those at the same time.
Yeah. Surge is the English one, name for that one.
I thought you were kidding and I didn't get the joke.
Quite close. Yeah.
No, it wasn't a joke. I quite often deliver facts as well.
Yeah, I can't even tell what's a fact and what's a joke anymore because...
Should we have a taste?
We should have a smell.
Thanks, Joe Biden.
And a taste.
A sniff.
It smells really good.
It's like
it's. I mean, you had that IPA.
The IPA.
And the dark smell. Stout.
And now we are brown ale territory.
Maybe a bit dark brown ale or something.
Yeah.
That worked quite bland.
No, it's... but that's because you now poisoned your throat with sulfur.
Oh, maybe. Maybe that's the reason.
Now, this was a nice brown ale in the end.
Yeah. It was... Yeah, it was good.
Sort of like a huge stone building. Kind of new.
Should we do like a ranking before we move on?
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty clear ranking.
Yeah, I think that we agree today.
Do we?
Well, it's the stout, the IPA, and then the sulfury fucking hell.
Yeah. I agree.
I think I maybe liked the was it the lager?
Yep.
The I think I liked that more than the IPA.
Are you brain dead?
No, but there was the aftertaste, I think, of that one. No offense.
Offense taken. We are not friends anymore.
Get out of my band.
Yeah, no.
No, or so we don't agree. What? I thought it was pretty clear. The stout's amazing. The IPA is all right. And my sulfury fucking hell is fucking hell.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah.
I mean, you are allowed to have your own thoughts.
They're wrong. But you're allowed to have them.
They're wrong, but you're allowed to have them.
That was my opinion. But yeah. The stout was the best.
This is why we shouldn't trust opinions, people.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, the stout was best, clearly. And the IPA, there was something wrong with, I guess, maybe the old Centennial. And
very old Centennial.
And that's it. It's brewed a long time ago.
I don't think... I think that's something with my taste. Buds didn't agree to that one.
Your taste buddies?
My taste buddies. Yeah. But, yeah.
But this mix was quite a nice mellow brown ale.
The mix was all right.
The kids are all right.
The kids are genius.
Okay, so back to Hale.
Yeah, skål. Skål to that.
Skål to that. I mean... It has been a few, like...
Oh, I'm going to start saying that. Skål to death.
But yeah, it has been a few side... What's it called? Side...
quests.
Side quests on the way on the way to finish the main quest in this
You never this finish episode. The main quest.
Ah.
I don't think we really did the main quest that well, but
is Alduin.
But the side quests were fun.
Yeah, the side quests were probably the best of this episode. But although the Helheim album is really good, so go listen to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've come to the end with the cover.
And is it the cover?
Yeah.
Which band has the...
Richard Marx.
Okay.
It's a 90s something.
Okay.
Pop, I don't know.
I didn't know, but I was so surprised when I heard it first time because I thought, you know, when I listen to Spotify, it's when the album is over, then it just jumps to the next thing.
Yeah. You know? Random thing. I thought that happened as well. I had to check my phone. Oh, there it's done. And then it wasn't. Because they switched languages.
And then it was like, what the hell is this? And why do they sing in English?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they never do that. Yeah. So, yeah.
And then I thought, man, that's quite cool.
Yeah.
In a way.
I thought it was awesome. It was, even though it's like a 90s song, I got like kind of the 70s vibe of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With the drums and the drum beat and everything. It was really, really cool. Yeah.
Dramatic. At first, I thought it was some kind of... maybe it's weird to admit, or I thought it was some kind of Arabic band singing in English.
Really? Yeah, I did not get that feel at all.
Maybe it was some of the, you know, the vocal melodies. I thought that it was like something... there was something... what's the right word? Exotic about the melody that made me think that it was some other kind of nationality singing it.
Yeah, I didn't get a feeling.
Maybe when you hear it next time.
That's more of a ghost feeling. So then I would probably think Swedish.
Or... what's they called?
I'm trying to come up with a river pun because it's a river all the fucking time in that song, but I can't.
Örjan snakko, I satt I på inside.
Oh, you think of the blood... what are they called again? The Netherlands band.
Yeah.
The Dutch band. What the fuck?
The only thing I could think of is when this Down by the River kind of song, I think of the Norwegian movie Vampyrvider. If you haven't seen that, you really should.
I haven't.
Then there is a song where... Oh, now I can't even remember it, but it's a really funny song. Get when run down by the river to drown or whatever. Some kind of funny way of saying it in Stavangersk. Vampirvira, if you haven't seen it, fucking amazing movie.
I haven't seen it.
See Vampirvira. Yeah, he is then saved by Jesus and becomes a vampire. Yeah, amazing.
What are they called? They have a song that's something with the serpent.
Gloria.
Gloria, they have a song called that, yeah.
I have an LP of that band. It's not Blood Command.
Devil's Blood.
Devil's Blood.
Yeah. It was, I got kind of that feel when I heard it. And maybe like...
Your Mac's gone whack.
Nah. Nah, it hasn't. It's just entertaining you with some nice images. Devil's Blood or like more of a, you know, Hellas, you know, the kind of a 70s. That was my initial feeling when I heard it. Yeah.
I think the beat was so far off their normal thing that I was, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't the typical that HLM has.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah, I was dancing now. You listeners couldn't see it, so fuck you. I'm just kidding.
Don't fuck the listeners.
No.
Fuck yourself.
Yeah, I probably will sometime in the future.
we had a lot of beer.
There is a lot of beer, yeah.
Yeah,
bear with me.
Is this bear mirror? With us, people. Yeah,
bear with us. If you start our podcast without drinking, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, then you've done something wrong.
Yeah.
On closing this episode, maybe we should just say some words about the cover art. I think it's really cool. There is this guy riding on a horse, right?
Yeah. That's just a pretty general picture.
And it's probably Odin.
Odin, not Napoleon.
No. And when I saw the picture the first time, I was thinking of an old Disney movie called The Black Cauldron, I think it's in English.
Yeah, he's actually riding to the left. You said something about the right. I'm just kidding. Sorry. Sorry that I exist.
What? I didn't say that, did I?
No, you said like he's right. Riding right.
Yeah, fuck off.
You did not see that coming, eh?
That's
and frankly, I don't like your tone.
it's like some woods in the background of the rider. Yeah,
it looks like it's maybe drawn on some kind of fabric. Because it's the texture is quite
Or maybe it's printed.
I think I've seen some pictures of Tom
painting it,
drawing it.
Okay, yeah.
Because I would think it's drawn on some kind of fabric that makes the texture. And that's cool. I like texture in my images.
And you cannot lie.
Yeah. I don't know if you have any more to say about this. I think it's cool. And
it looks
we're
really
drunk.
Yeah.
And maybe we should just
go on to and record the next episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just drink beer
for fuck's sake.
And talk Norwegian for once. No, I'm just kidding. who would talk
Norwegian.
I would recommend this album to everyone that likes
music.
Good music.
Yeah, I would say everyone who likes music. It's not so black metal that it's progressive. Everyone who likes music, listen to this album.
I think there's something in this album for everyone.
Yeah.
Whatever music you like, yeah. But I might be wrong.
You know, I think...
I personally have never been wrong, so...
What I was going to say, that was... The brutal stuff, the aggressive stuff, it's really, it's hard. And then the beautiful parts are really beautiful. You get a good mix of everything. And the musicianship is really good. And the mix of the things is, it's not polished, it's...
It's natural in a way, in a good way.
The one thing I have to complain about is that when I listened to it on the way here, I actually had to put the volume really loud to hear everything. So that maybe has to do something
with the mix. Do you not agree with the loudness war?
But I don't know. That's
the loudness war.
That has probably something to do with my earbuds also, so...
Yeah, maybe they're not your buds.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You said that their musicianship is really good.
Yeah.
Far better than Titanic.
Oh, and yeah.
Henrik is thinking a motherfucker.
I was like, I was thinking about music and not the ship at the end of the word.
But fuck that. Get the vinyl and listen to it on a good...
I have to buy this vinyl.
Good
Let's have some vinyl
setup. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to this episode.
Yeah.
We're sorry about all the... jokes, but
no,
we're not sorry at the same time.
Sorry, not sorry.
Maybe
this is a long one. Sorry, but
that's what she said.
But just get the tip.
Yeah,
just the tip.
Yeah.
Call Justin Tip for more information.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, just one bear. Just one bear.